Congressman, how are you?
I am doing well this morning, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Are you in Michigan?
I am gallivanting all over Michigan.
I know you are. It must be good to be back home, though.
Oh, listen, there is nothing better than getting outside that beltway. I think the air is a little funny there.
Yeah, a lot of people would agree with you about that statement. Hey, let's talk about the two terrorists who were arrested overseas. They have one of them has ties to the Detroit area. The two Yemenis men with, I guess actually they both have ties to Metro Detroit. They were arrested in Amsterdam on Monday. What do we know about them?
Well, I mean, clearly this is some of the chemical trace work is still being done, so we don't know if the devices were a working device or a test-run device. Either way, it's very problematic, and it clearly shows that Al-Qaeda is continuing to probe the security of airlines as well as other infrastructure issues, looking for a vulnerability. And that's one thing we can just never let our guard down.
Can you talk to us about a bill that you've been working on? It's a $23 billion bill, and you've been working on fighting it because although it said that it would help different parts of the economy, it's going to require us to borrow more money, and I know you're against it.
Yeah, well, the speaker called the House back into session was it last week, I think, specifically to vote on, you know, this $23 billion. And most of it would go to state governments or local governments. And the problem is that today, every dollar that the U.S. government spends today, 41 cents has to be borrowed. Half of our debt now is owned by foreign governments. It is unbelievable that we would, in a time like this, when we have more deficit spending in the last 2 years than all of the presidents combined, continue to borrow and spend money we don't have. I think it's absolutely cruel and maybe even criminal what we're doing to our children and their future. We are stealing from our children, and it's unconscionable to me that we can't get a handle on our federal government spending. It is outrageously out of control.
Well, in talking about this bill, it seems like Congress is and the Senate is between a rock and a hard place. You have all these things that need to be done. You don't have the money to pay for them. In the past, especially from the Barack Obama administration, we've heard we've got to do this to get the automobile industry back on its feet, to get the housing industry back on its feet, so on and so forth. Well, we've come to a point where the economy is flat. There's some concern about what's going to happen in the future, but we have these challenges where we need to pay for things, but we don't have the money to pay for them. So where do we go?
Well, I mean, I would argue that some of the things they argue we have to have, we don't have to have. Every family in Michigan who has been struggling with this tough economy in the last few years have made very tough choices. You know, maybe they had till they couldn't get the second car or sell the second car, or they repaired an appliance that rather than getting a new appliance. They've scaled back their going out. They've done all of those tough decisions that a family has to make when they don't have money coming in the door. And the federal government says, well, we're just going to go borrow more. Well, not only is it causing trouble for that family who's struggling because it means small business doesn't have access to loans to keep them going and do the things they need to do, which means more employment. So it's spiraling to affect the very families who have already cut their budgets. And what we're saying is we can't stop spending money at the federal government. You couldn't even freeze it last year? Come on. I don't think anybody believes that the federal government is the epitome of efficiency. And what we're saying is we got to start cutting, and we've got to start cutting back. You can't continue to spend $1.5 trillion more than we took in this year.
Going to stop?
I think the only way to stop it is to have a change of heart here, and I think the only change of heart you're going to get is by having a different voice at the table in the legislative body. Right now you have the president, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid. They all are in the room, and all of them think it's a great idea, so you don't have any dissent in the room. And my argument is, and maybe you ought to change that a little bit and have another voice in the room saying, hey, wait a minute, we cannot continue to spend away our children's future. We've got to make hard, tough decisions, and that means stop spending money that doesn't work. And by the way, all of the stimulus bill didn't work. The housing bill was a disaster. I mean, all of these things that they say we had to have actually worked against us in the economy.
So when it comes to this budget deficit, do you think that they understand that it is eventually going to nip us in the backside and maybe it's time to start doing something? Or is that only going to occur when they're not in office anymore?
Well, I think there's just a philosophy here, Tony, that says, and they continue to believe, I mean, remember, we were raising this issue of the deficit for the last few years, and it was an issue before they brought us back to spend an additional $23 billion. And so most of Americans were scratching their heads saying, wait a minute, aren't you quite getting the message here that you're spending too much money? Then they call a special session of Congress to come back to spend another $23 billion. By the way, every penny of that had to be borrowed. We've already spent all the money that the federal government taken in this year. So they had to borrow every penny of that from countries like China and Saudi Arabia. I mean, not necessarily people that are looking out for our best interests. And so I don't think they get it. As a matter of fact, they're talking about another plan. And here's what they're talking about. This ought to scare every one of your listeners. They're going to have the Federal Reserve print up estimates are as high as $800 billion, which means it's a dollar that didn't exist today. And they'll print it up and put it into U.S. Treasury notes, which means they're going to print money that didn't exist to lend it to ourselves to spend. I mean, that is a disastrous economic policy. Matter of fact, if you tried that at home, I used to be an FBI agent, we're going to come out and knock on your door and put you in handcuffs and put you in an orange jumpsuit. And that's what they're talking about, one of their solutions in moving forward to quote unquote help the economy.
Well, Congressman, we have a few seconds left. You're going to be live in studio on Tuesday morning from 7:15 to 7:45. What are you going to be working on today and tomorrow?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of things. Actually, we're still promoting our 2-1-1. We're hoping that we have about 80% of the state covered. We'd like to get the other 20%, and it's the best combination between government and charity work when a family's finances run out and their food runs out, but the month doesn't run out. It gives a place for them to call and get hooked up with either a charity or a government agency. And in a tough economic time, it's the right thing to do to pool all the resources to help people. So we hope to be out there promoting that.